USA Radio News.
Officials on Hawaii's Big Island say some of the vents being formed by the volcano are releasing such high levels of sulfur dioxide that the gas poses an immediate danger to anyone nearby. Take a listen to this one eyewitness say, it's all about staying together and looking out for each other.
Being in that kind of state right now, you know, just keep your heads up. It's not over. We're all going to stay together. We're all going to be together through this whole process. And, you know, we're going to share the aloha with everybody.
Today, President Donald Trump delivered remarks at the 37th Annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service. Take a listen to a portion of the president's comments.
Can you believe this prejudice with respect to our police? We're not going to let bad things happen to our police.
This is USA Radio News.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
10 children have been removed from a home in Fairfield, California after some told police about enduring abuse in a home that resulted in puncture wounds and burns. Take a listen to the Fairfield police spokesman discuss some of the things that may have been going on in the house.
The children described incidents of intentional abuse resulting in puncture wounds, burns, bruising, and injuries consistent with being shot with a pellet gun or an airsoft gun.
The children's mother, Ina Rogers, was booked on child neglect and released on $10,000 bail, while the father, Jonathan Allen, was booked on 9 counts of felony torture and 6 counts of felony child abuse. He's being held on a $1.5 million bail. Police say seatbelts saved the lives of two people who crashed their $300,000 supercar in the Nevada desert last week. The Nevada Highway Patrol found a totaled McLaren 720 about 70 yards off the road near Lake Mead last week, with damage suggesting that it may have rolled at least once and just missed falling down a ravine. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A former Fox News heavyweight may be coming back to TV. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight.
It's been a little over a year since Bill O'Reilly was ousted from his longtime seat in the no-spin zone on Fox News after the revelation that he and Fox paid millions of dollars to settle sexual harassment claims from women. Now, several reports, including by Page Six, claim O'Reilly's in advanced talks to take an 8 p.m. Eastern time slot with Newsmax TV. The reports say that right-leaning TV network has also been considering other Fox News hosts, including Greta Van Susteren and Eric Bolling for shows, as well as former Trump press secretary Sean Spicer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The former Republican governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, is in Israel. Now, he was in Jerusalem for the unveiling of the new U.S. embassy. He has a take on the violence that's going on just about 90 miles south along the Gaza border. Take a listen.
It was not peaceful protest. It was burning of tires. It was throwing Molotov cocktails. It was throwing rocks. It was trying to charge a border. These poor people who need food, who need shelter, instead the millions of dollars of aid that go to Gaza ends up in the hands of these murderous terrorists at Hamas, and that is a tragedy that these innocent people have been exploited and duped.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.